working at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShann. Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2011 to celebrate the birthday of trumpet player Thad Jones with our special guest, Stan Kessler. There's an old-fashioned cutting contest, and Newt Gingrich checks into Serena's School for Scat for some much-needed public speaking advice. It all happens this week on 12th Street Jump.
Please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Thank you, and good evening to all.
Yes, it is such a good evening, Pearl. You know, I'm so glad we're able to come here, celebrate jazz. You know, it seems like every time I'm at home, I turn on the TV, and it's bad news. You know,
very bad
I never thought I'd yearn to hear what Paris Hilton is doing or, you know, anything else.
I know. I'm wondering about Britney Spears. I miss her now. Anything.
Just give me something.
The news. Something. Yeah, I mean, back in the funny days where all you said is they'd sober up and it's all good again.
That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, well, I tell you what. Can't give you that tonight, but what I can give you is some great music. We are celebrating the music of a great trumpet player and composer, Thad Jones from Pontiac, Michigan.
Oh, yeah. You know, they stopped making the Pontiac. Well, my dad had a Pontiac. I'll never forget that car.
Oh, Pete, I know what you mean. Driving the family to church on Sunday, then over to Grandma's house for some supper.
Getting busy with Courtney Summerson in the back seat.
Oh, okay. Whoa, stop. Maybe we should leave the car talk to Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers. Here's Nedra Dixon with a Bobby Sharp tune that was covered by Ray Charles and Nancy Wilson. Unchain My Heart.
Unchain my heart, baby, let me be. Unchain my heart, 'cause you don't care about me. You got me sewed up like a pillowcase, but you let my love go to waste. So unchain my heart, baby, set me free. Unchain my heart, baby, let me go. Unchain my heart, 'cause you don't love me no more. Every time I call you on the phone, some other woman tells me you're not home. So unchain my heart, baby, set me free. I'm under your spell, like a fool in a trance. But I know darn well that I don't stand a chance. Unchain my heart, let me go my way. Unchain my heart, you worry me night and day. Why lead me through this life of misery when you don't care a bag of beans for me? So unchain my heart, baby, set me free. I'm under your spell, like a fool in a trance. But I know darn well that I don't stand a chance. Oh, unchain my heart, let me go my way. Unchain my heart, you worry me night and day. Why lead me through this life of misery when you don't care a bag of beans for me? So unchain my heart, baby, set me free. Unchain my heart, baby, set me free. Unchain my heart, baby, set me free.
This week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of trumpeter and composer Thad Jones. Born in Vicksburg, Mississippi, Thad was a part of a musical family that included brother Hank, the prominent jazz pianist, and Elvin, drummer on all those great Coltrane recordings. After serving in a military band during World War II, Thad joined the Count Basie Orchestra, where he was featured on the band's signature numbers, April in Paris and Shiny Stockings. He arranged and composed for Basie, contributing The Deacon and HRH, Her Royal Highness, in honor of the band's command performance in London.
Thad Jones is best known for his collaboration with Mel Lewis, with whom he won a Grammy for the album Live in Munich. The Thad Jones-Mel Lewis Orchestra began performing on Monday nights at the Village Vanguard in 1966. After Jones moved to Copenhagen in 1978, Lewis kept the ensemble going until his death in 1990. However, that Monday night tradition continues to this day as the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes that Thad Jones made famous. And to get that done, we're going to need a great trumpet player. Put your hands together for our special guest, Stan Kessler. Welcome back to the show, Stan.
Thanks, Pete. It's good to be back.
You know, I always do homework on our celebrated artist, and as I'm reading articles about Thad, they always mention his compositions as being intellectual. What's that mean?
Well, to me, it means his not just his tunes, but his arrangements for big band were clever, intricate, and humorous. But that doesn't tell the whole story. Really, it's not just an intellectual thing. His songs also speak to the heart and soul and touch you there as well. So it's really the whole bag.
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't go over my head. It still hits me. It's still lively.
That's right.
You know, and Mel, they say that he added some really cool percussive things to that sound. Now, what's that do? You're a guy that plays drums and horn.
That's true. The thing about Mel and Thad was the perfect marriage, because Mel's drumming was very sensitive and thoughtful and tasteful, and so he really understood the nuances of Thad's arrangements.
Well, we're blessed to have you with us, so let's get you on that horn, making some sweet music. Hey, Joe, what are we going to start off with?
We're going to do two Thad Jones originals. The first one is clever and humorous, and it's called 3-in-1. And then the second is a very soulful tune, A Child Is Born.
Thank you.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in the alligator shoes? Who got it bad? Who got it bent? Who hocked the trumpet so he could pay the rent? Who bet it on the past women and booze? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who's?
The question is, who's got the blues? Well, everybody's got the blues. Whether you're rich, poor, or undecided, the blues is used.
That's right, Pete. Now, we're going to chat with our special guest, Mr. Stan Kessler, to find out what gives him the blues.
Yes, and we're going to go a little deeper than that. Let's start with, which band do you do the most work with?
Well, that would be the Sons of Brazil.
Sons of Brazil. And are you a family man?
I am a family man.
How little do they get?
Well, I have three grandchildren.
Grandchildren. All right, all right. Are you a Kansas City man all your life? Or?
Born and bred.
You're not
all
an
right.
import.
No imports here.
Okay.
Made in America.
100%. Do you have... Yes. Yes, no imports. How about pets? You have a pet?
Oh, yes.
What
I
kind
have
of
my,
pet?
My cat, Rudy.
Oh, your cat, Rudy. Oh. Now, I know that we have our own endearing nicknames for you, but what is another nickname for you?
Well, the most recent nickname for me is Stank.
Stank. Did y'all hear that? Stank. And he just says that out in public. They call me Stank.
I have no shame.
Now, talking about no shame, we hear that you are an impressionist.
Well, I can, yes.
Now, give me one.
Or I don't know why I should.
Oh, my goodness. Sean Connery in the house.
Well,
that's not too bad. That's not too bad.
Well, now, take it easy like that.
Oh, okay. Yes, Mr. Connery.
Now, normally I would ask what gives you the blues, but I'm assuming having the new nickname Stank ought to do it for you.
Yeah, that pretty much does
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's pretty depressing there. But tell you what, I'm going to sing your blues, sir. We're all going to sing a little bit about Mr. Kessler and his blues.
Yeah, why don't you get us started, Pearl?
I will do that for you. With a band, it leaves a crowd in awe, yeah. When Stan's with his band, oh, the crowd's left in awe. But his favorite little trio is the one that calls him Grandpa.
Stan Kessler is a trumpeter of the number one rank. Stan Kessler, he's the trumpeter of the number one rank. You know that man blows a mean horn using his own brand of stank.
When he plays the trumpet, he gives all the girls a thrill. When he plays that trumpet,
All the girls say, what a thrill. And when he plays with those SOBs, he sounds like he's from down in Brazil.
Ladies love Stank because he is so witty. Oh yes, the girls love Stank because he is so witty. But you know what really gets the ladies off? It's the way he strokes his kitty.
Stan is a man, and when it plays, it sounds like heaven. Yeah, yo. When Stan is on his trumpet, well, the sound is just like heaven. But I tell you, I'm shaking, not stirred, when he does 007.
You know, who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped to something in alligator shoes?
Give it up for Stan Kessler and his blues, ladies and gentlemen.
And stay real close, because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
You know, for decades, 12th Street in Kansas City has been the place to be for jazz musicians and great music. At joints like the Reno Club, you know, they'd stay up all night trying to learn each other's licks and outplay each other in what they'd call cutting contests.
Yes, they did, and we're keeping that tradition alive here on 12th Street with a little cutting contest of our own. Now, no one is actually going to be harmed or cut, and it's not really a contest. It's just a chance to hear two great players trading riffs and taking the music a little further. So would you please welcome this week's cutting contestant, Clint Ashlock. Good evening, Clint. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Now, Clint, you've been quite busy since I've last seen you.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. Now, first of all, this Monday, what's happening for you, sir?
My big band CD release party is at the Blue Room from 7 to 11.
So that CD is out and available. Congratulations on that. And you have an 18-month-old daughter, but the other news is?
I have another one coming.
Congratulations. Well, but your wife has one on the way. Yeah. So people, buy that CD. This man's got to buy some brand new shoes. Joe, what do we have for Clint to play with Stan this evening?
This is a classic cutting contest tune called Scrapple from the Apple from Charlie Parker.
Now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think teams that have played against Butler have had a bad week, how about these Blues in the news?
Tiger's got a new girlfriend. She gonna want an engagement ring. Tiger's got a girlfriend. She's gonna want a giant size engagement ring. Tiger got himself a brand new trainer so he can learn how to duck when she swings.
AT&T bought T-Mobile and they're calling off their cell phone brawls.
Can you hear me now?
No more competition. The two are gonna be in-laws. So now 80% of the country is gonna know who's dropping calls.
Shalom said Sarah Palin to Benjamin Netanyahu. She offered him a pork chop, but Benny told her not to. Netanyahu!
Spring may be upon us, but don't put away your snowshoes.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
That Blues in the News was brought to you by all the Netanyahus. This next one was written by Benny Golson. Thad Jones recorded it. Now here's Stan Kessler and the band with Whisper Not. Thank you.
like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then listen close. Hey David, what's going on in the world of jazz?
Lots of great things going on in jazz, Pete. Might I suggest you purchase some great new CDs?
You might.
Or possibly make a download or two of some jazz music. You know what's going on this week? The hottest CD in jazz this week comes from vocalist Kurt Elling. He won the Grammy, not this year, but last year. And his new album called The Gate features John McLean, who was our guest just a couple of weeks ago. And a great CD produced by Don Was, the great record producer. Chartbound. This young lady is at the bottom of the chart right now, but she's got her own self-produced CD. Her name is Renee Manning, and her CD's called All Grown Up, and the DJs around the country love it. Most increased play come from Monty Alexander. He's a pianist who got his start in Jamaica, and his CD is called Uplift, Mom.
Yeah, get crazy with your Rasta.
Yeah, well, that's enough of that. Anyway, so the baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan will be featured next week on our show, and our special guest will be Carrie Strayer on the baritone sax.
Now, besides band leader and trumpeter Thad Jones, we celebrate the birthday anniversaries of saxophonist Ben Webster, bluesman Cripple Clarence Lofton, and Ellington trombonist Harry Carney, as well as the late, great saxophonist James Moody. And how about the birthdays of singers Alberta Hunter, Sarah Vaughan, Abby Lincoln, Astrid Gilberto, and Nora Jones? I can't even count that high. Happy birthday greetings go out to another well-known trumpet player. How about Herb Alpert? And this week, we also remember Basie Band guitarist Freddie Green, whose half-century career with the orchestra was a major force in creating one of the most identifiable sounds in music. It all happened this week in jazz.
You live like jazz. You got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile like crazy man wild. Ooh, 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 jazz. Boop, 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 beep, 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 beep. Boop, 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 bop, boop, bop. Jazz. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Stay close, because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump, y'all.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. You know, I just love Thad Jones' solo work on Count Basie's recording of April in Paris.
April in Paris? What, is that a cure for March Madness? Because I could sure use one.
Oh, wow. Didn't do too well in the NCAA tournament pool, did you?
Let's just say I had more losers than Match.com.
Ouch. Well, here's a winner. Stan Kessler joins Joe in the band with a tune that Thad Jones recorded on his Trumpet Summit album, Someone in Like Someone in Love.
That's right. Now, we're going to be back with more music in just a minute. But first, have you noticed how a lot of world leaders and celebrities seem to have some trouble speaking in public these days? You know, that's because they don't know the universal language developed by leading jazz musicians to help them get out of trouble. I mean, how do you think they explain that bra on their guitar case? Or the teeth marks on their drumstick. It's something they call scat. And there's no better place to develop those language skills than right here at Serena's School for Scat. Right, Serena?
Beep-bop, da-da-ba-doobie, oh yeah.
In just 8 short weeks, Serena can have you scatting like Mel Torme on Red Bull. You know, the NFL Players Association could have avoided a lockout if they'd only let Serena show them how.
Lockout. Empty locker. Rich man's union. Owner collusion. Flip, stoop, can we play soccer?
Maybe Serena is the queen of Scatmandu. Hey, Hillary.
Yes.
Next time NATO says no, why don't you let Serena show you how to get cozy with Sarkozy?
No fly zone. Go it alone. Oh, Obama's on vacation. I'm running the nation. Tell Bill I'm on the phone.
And that's Serena's School for Scat. You know, it's too bad Newt Gingrich didn't call Serena first.
I survived.
had three wives. Got caught. Patriot. You believe that jive?
Nope. So take a tip from Serena. When the talk gets this stupid, it's time to scat. All right, let's bring back our cutting contestant, Clint Ashlock, to join Stan in the band on this Nat Adderley tune from Thad Jones' album Central Park North. Here's Jive Samba. Thank you.
That's our show. Thanks to my co-host, Pearl McDonald, this week's special guests, and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supply the vocals, and Chad Mize records and masters the show, with help from production assistant Brenna Hayes, and Brett Schlegel, well, she uploads the show. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang, and produced by Ian York for Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places, and be sure to join us next week for Public Radio's Jazz, Blues, and Comedy Jam. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods. That's where it's always jumpin'.